Welcome to this week's HMD radio show. Tonight I've loads of new music to name a couple: Moulin Rouge, Dead Space, Destructors, Old Redskin and Stone Ilya. I've also got two beers from the darlings of the craft beer movement at the moment, well, at least in Ireland, Cloudwater. I've got their Eldorado Mosaic IPA and a double IPA. We'll see how they are in a few minutes when I crack them open. Kicking us off, here's some Stinking Lizarita Six Fangs.
We'll be right back.
song was Happy Threesome, and then before that was Thinking Lizavita, Six Fangs. That's off their album Journey to the Underworld. Two deadly instrumentals kicking off the show, and I cracked open the first Cloudwater, the El Dorado and Mosaic IPA, and it's fucking gorgeous. Holy fuck beans, it's deadly. Right, more about that in a while. Oh, I need to ramp things up a bit. Here's some Iron Reagan.
Business plans. Born. Discrete business.
Treacherous Gaze, Ting Within. That's off their recent album. And I am going. Before that was Iron Reagan, off their also recent album. Grim Business was the song. That Iron Reagan is deadly, and the Treacherous Gaze I am slowly warming to. A few good songs on it. This beer, this Cloudwater IPL Eldorado India Pale Lager. It, I'm sick, I only got one of them, but it was like £6 a can, so fuck that. Anyway, what'll I play? I'm gonna play some more instrumental stuff. This is Moulin Rouge, and I think they're Greek. And this is Oral Love. We'll be right back. That was Peace Star by Old Redskin. Their self-titled Old Redskin, just out this week. They're from America. And then before that, we had more instrumental stuff from Greece. That was Moulin Rouge off their album Moulin Rouge Sun, and Aura Love was the track. Right, first beer. This is, I'm almost finished. It's so fucking nice. This is a fucking great beer. It's Cloudwater IPL, India Pale Lager, El Dorado, Mosaic. And like a lot of American breweries, it gives you loads of information on the back about the aroma hops are El Dorado and Mosaic, bittering hops Montuca, and they use a lager malt. It's 6.2%, and it is so fucking drinkable. It says on the back, combining the thirst-quenching drinkability of a premium lager with the hoppiness of an IPA, this India Pale Lager features El Dorado Mosaic hops. Yeah, you crack it open and the bang of fruitiness off it. It's lovely. And it's got a fucking really nice taste to it. It's nicely, not overly bitter, really sort of fruity. And biscuitness-y of some of the lager malt has kind of comes through a bit as well. I've only, last week or so, I've only started really to get back into lagers. And this is lovely. Yeah, this is my new favourite drink. I'll say that now. I have the Clearwater Double IPA coming up next, so we'll see how that goes. If this one is anything to go by, my socks should be blown off. Right, moving on, I'm going to play some more new music. What will I play? Oh, I'll go for a bit of Hawkwind psychedelicness. Deep Space Destructors. Have a listen to this.
Reality is a deadly place. We'll be right back.
That was Legacy from Stone off their new album. And then before that was Deep Space Destructors, Journey to the Space Mountain. Yeah, the fucking four new bands I played tonight have been belters. Really good. I'm delighted with that selection. And I could say the same, and I will say the same about the beer. Beers tonight from Cloudwater. I was very sceptical because the amount of fucking hype I've been reading on a few forums about how great the Cloudwater beers are and all this shite. But they are actually that great. It's as simple as that. They're fucking lovely. I'm on to the second one now, which is, I suppose, it's a proper New England IPA, East Coast IPA, whatever you want to call it. It's their double IPA version 11. It is 9%. And it is, it's a different animal to the IPL. It uses some of the same hops. There's some Mosaic in there. It's also Big Secret, EXP431. And it uses the same bittering hop, Montanuca. And yeah, it is, oh actually no, it doesn't. It uses Pilgrim for bittering. It's fucking lovely. As I say, it's a completely different animal. It's real cloudy, as you'd expect from a New England IPA, and nice citrusy aroma. The oats they use, or wheat, whatever they use for in it, to give it that cloudiness. Actually, it says it on the bottle. They use up to oats, yeah, make up to 14%, and it gives it a lovely mouthfeel and a lovely cloudiness. With an IPA like this, a double IPA, has that sort of real chewy taste to it, kind of a bit of tangerine there as well. Oh, it's too nice, both of these. I wish I'd have got more, although that one was $5.50 and the other one was £6. Fucking hell. Yeah, I think some fella swam over from America with them in a little backpack on him. But, yeah, nice treat. Right, moving on. What am I going to play? I hadn't thought this far ahead. So, I will play something off Black Cobra. I haven't listened to it in a bit. This is off their album from last year. Here is Obsolete.
Taking the flight of
Root, and before that, Black Cobra Obsolete. I think Now Spilled Blood played recently. I missed them. I've seen them a few times, and they're always excellent. Now, let me see. Actually, yeah, we're coming towards the end of the show. I'll squeeze one more in, said the actor to the bishop. And if you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Twitter at hmdradio or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. You get a pain in me hole posting on all these social media sites just to promote the show, but you know, these are the things you need to do. Right, I am going to play something off the Monster Magnet, Milking the Stars and Reimagining the Last Patrol from 2014. This is a request that came in from Twix. This is Mindless Ones 68. See you next week.